Are we recording right now?
Greetings, everyone.
We're coming to you live from the wonderful Westfield Mall in San Francisco.
My name is Wes.
And I'm the world famous Mark Rene, and don't you forget it.
And I'm the infamous Bobo Rob, and my name is not Wes.
Okay. He is infamous. MacArthur Park is melting in the dark.
Right.
Is that how it goes?
We work hard for the money.
Yes,
right.
We do.
And we're not very funny. And someone left our flakes out in the rain.
Yeah, and it took so long to make it
that we didn't even bake it.
And I'll never have
know that we're giving you an
again.
Audible pain.
Brett claimed that if you lose recipes nowadays, just go on the internet, you can find them again.
And what's our recipe here, Wes? We discuss things that are new but old.
Right. The idea here is that we get together to talk about what's happened in the tech world the previous week, and we like to kind of like show the world that these new ideas are not necessarily new, and in fact, in most cases, these fads that are coming about had some kind of like existence in the past, and I mean like old past,
like 1800s. 10 years ago, man,
like 18.
Yeah, I know.
Yo, man, like 1800s, man, like back when things were running on steam,
in the Stone Age,
back when Twitter was just a steam engine running in somebody's basement, man.
Back when Twitter was just a bird sitting on a branch making noise.
Was that a cliff branch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
We drove over the cliff so many times last week that we were saying if we had been Cliff Branch, a former player for the Oakland Raiders, we could have grabbed onto the cliff branch.
Was it Subversion or was it CVS?
Right.
Was CVS a former version of Walgreens?
CVS was a former version of Subversion.
Can you get toothpaste at Subversion? Walgreens, you can get toothpaste.
Yeah, you could. As a matter of fact, I'm out of toothpaste.
We should make our teeth brighter, but our brains just as dill.
Right.
All right, so let's jump into some stories. I'm going to start over this. This is the third time that we started talking about this, but I think it's pretty interesting.
Speaking of dim and dill.
Yep.
Yeah.
Facebook.
Right.
The latest and greatest thing about Facebook is it looks like Mark Zuckerberg is trying to increase his popularity again or make his company more viable, which isn't to say that it isn't viable.
Or make himself seem like less of a Zucker.
Right. Berg.
Right.
By creating a delete account button. So there's a certain number of people who are fed up with the lying and the lack of privacy, and so they're deleting their accounts. But what they're finding as they go and they delete their accounts is that it's really difficult to do so.
Right.
So in an answer to this, Zuckerberg and team have created this new feature of Facebook that allows you to instantaneously delete your account.
And I claim that no one will ever actually use it because, in fact, Facebook is growing rapidly as by far the largest of its genre of websites.
And on one of the previous deleted tracks, we talked about the fact that Google is making yet another attempt to enter the social networking, social software, social space.
Media space.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
And that they had previously purchased a company called Orkut, which apparently hot Brazilian babes use to discuss things with other hot Brazilian babes.
I'm not all
like
about that.
That.
I don't know anything about hot Brazilian babes.
Okay.
It's not something that I'm interested in. So
okay.
I have to make
my traditional joke that no one listening to this recording even knows what a girlfriend probably is.
Right. But they definitely do not browse the internet for hot Brazilian babes.
Okay.
You know this from experience by looking over
their
shoulder?
I personally do not do that.
Okay. Then you're extrapolating on your experience
right.
for someone who might listen to this kind of a show saying you don't have any knowledge.
I did not buy any kind of an external Western Digital hard drive, USB 2.0, to actually store hot Brazilian babes on there.
Right.
And we had also mentioned that someone was suing Facebook for claiming that he had financed about 78%.
No, he claims that he had a contractual right to 50%.
50%.
With penalties if certain dates weren't met, except by now he owns 78% is what he's claiming now.
Hmm.
And who is this person?
I don't know his name or anything. I don't know.
Right.
But some early partner in the enterprise.
And you also mentioned that they're making a movie of how Facebook was formed.
Yeah, they're making a movie about... it's not called Facebook.
Is it Accidental Billionaire?
No.
Okay, so that was a book that was written about how Facebook...
No, but you've probably seen previews of it right now, but I forget the name. But it's about the whole origins of Facebook story. It sounds very similar to these lawsuits, actually.
And we also discussed the myth or the truth behind the fact that apparently when... Is it Mark Zuckerberg?
Yeah.
First coded the base for what Facebook turned into was after a person that he was going out with sort of dumped him, and in frustration or whatever, in a fit of whatever.
I'll show her, damn it, I'm going to write Facebook.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm going to sell half of it and get
now
sued later.
He's not only, now instead of just being a nerd, he's a rich nerd.
Yeah.
Right.
And he makes people his friends or something like that.
Nice.
He friends himself.
Right.
No, that's Tom. That's MySpace.
But back then, it was called the Facebook in the actual agreement that, that Zuckerberg signed.
Right.
And apparently the percentage that is owed, this guy is claiming, is like 80% of the actual cost of the value of the company as it is now.
Right.
So,
I have a little bit more about that Apple's Magic Trackpad. There's an article that claims, that takes the details about that trackpad and some other patents that Apple's been filing for, and claims that it's really a 3D initiative, that Apple's doing stuff to try to make a 3D computer, and the Magic Trackpad will be key to entering, you know, like reaching in and touching things on a 3D screen.
Okay.
You'll reach out to your trackpad and
do you have to wear something on your hand so it senses it, or does it just send out?
No, no, it's just like an iPhone. It works
just the same touch recognition that's on an iPad or iPhone.
Right, but how do you make that three-dimensional?
I don't know, just by, not directly by that, but just virtually. You look at, you're staring at the screen, you're seeing three-dimensional stuff going on the screen.
Okay.
You reach out your hand to this pad, wiggle around, and just kind of, your mind will kind of fill in the details.
Okay. So you're saying that there's no drivers for the PC side?
Yeah.
Actually, what he said was the drivers sort of work, but they just make it work like a regular trackpad.
Yeah, apparently if you just plug it into a PC, it'll work like a regular mouse just with a single button click. But the multi-touch stuff won't do anything.
Okay.
And Apple has drivers for Windows, but apparently only under boot camp on a Mac. They don't have standalone ones for standalone Windows.
But the whole pinch and zoom thing, that's something that's unique to the Mac OS, though, right? That's not a that's not something that's built into Windows or Windows 7.
But
from a pixel level, the whole pinch and zoom?
No, Windows has a lot of pinch and zoom stuff that goes on with scrolling the scroll wheel. There's a lot of...
Well, like I know that. Like on the Mac, if you do the scroll wheel thing where you hold the control key down and you use the scroll wheel, you get a pixel zoom.
Right.
Right. On the PC, you don't. You get a character, like, font size zoom.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's a different thing.
No, but Apple could write a driver to do all this. But supposedly they have a boot camp driver that does something. I don't know what.
And the other thing we were mentioning was that when you brought this up at the main Apple store here at Stockton and Market,
they didn't
some of the people didn't really know their stuff.
Yeah, I asked them if it would work on a Windows PC. One said... He didn't think so, but then I pointed out that there was a download for Windows, and he didn't really, he thought maybe that meant yes, but I pointed out it was a boot camp thing, so he wasn't really sure. Then he asked someone else who said, no, definitely not for standalone PC.
Steve, you better fire some
and
folks.
That's not my slam against Apple employees, because I personally think that my experiences at the Apple store, at least down here, have been very pleasant. I mean, people always go out of their way to help me, they know a lot, and they admit when they don't know something.
And these are the regular people on the floor, not the geniuses.
Not the geniuses.
These are the dumbbells, the dummies on the floor.
Yeah.
Not exactly dummies, but...
So if they're not geniuses, then what are they?
Speaking of pinch and zoom, a related subject is that Wes's bank account was pinched and zoomed away from him without actually getting any
product.
Thank
you for bringing that up. I actually purchased the iPad camera connection kit over a month ago. And at the time that I made this purchase, I the next day just verified that charge had already hit my account. So I kind of got excited. There it was, $31.95, something like that, for the charge. Right. So I figured I was going to go ahead and get this fairly soon.
Right.
And I had heard this before, that Apple was running out of these things. And that's one of the reasons why I bought it through the application, through the App Store app, because I couldn't get it at the store. Well, 2 days ago, I looked at my bank account again, and I got another $31.95 charge from Apple.
It's shipping right now.
It wasn't purchases that I had made, because I don't generally buy things that come out to be that much.
Right.
So, it is the same cost as as the camera connection kit. My theory is, based on my conversation with you, Mark, that they've just started shipping.
No, because I'm getting shipment notifications. You haven't gotten the email that it shipped?
I should have it today, but the charge was made. So, like, usually what happens is Apple charges me, and then I get the invoice a little bit later.
Right.
So I should be getting that soon, and I'll be able to verify this. And if it is, in fact,
another charge... Yeah, but I even have a tracking number for mine.
Okay. Well, if I did get another charge, I'm going to have to call them up, which is not good.
Yeah.
Speaking of... not paying so much for that kind of thing. We had been talking about legalized marijuana, and
Mark needs a hit.
Mark, I think, has got a... We were talking about it before.
We were talking about...
It was a token issue
Are
with
we
us.
From Canada?
I don't know what we were talking about.
Because we're talking...
Right.
We're,
oh, talking about.
Talking about.
About. About.
Yes, about.
About. Yeah.
We were curling, and while we were curling, we were
curling and clipping.
Hurling these ideas at you, but I was just making a very rude segue or crude segue into not paying for anything that it cost that much money, and that was the main reason in my life that I've actually never partaken of any illegal substances at all, because I'm such a cheapskate. Nothing moralistic.
Right.
You'd spend more money than you like meant to. That's the thing. Once you're high, you're done. Everything's
free. I did buy a guitar from someone who was high at the time, and I offered him 40. He said, "No, man, 20 is fine."
Okay.
Well, there you go.
And
anyway,
so I bought it for $20. <That's funny.
laughs> Looks like California will possibly legalize it. We're not sure if that's going to be a good thing or a bad thing.
But we were just discussing the possible ramifications of legalized drugs, not just on the buyers, but also the sellers.
Yeah.
Right.
Not just the cellars where the people who buy it live with their parents, but or the basements, I should say.
Thanks for the clarification.
Oh,
we just drove off the cliff again. Anyway,
you shouldn't drive while high, apparently.
Yeah. Right. So I don't know. What did we come to a consensus that it was a
good
idea?
We never come to a consensus about anything.
Well, we do actually sometimes.
Only that our shows are too boring and too long.
I think it's good, personally, that they legalize it.
We did bring up the fact that the city of Oakland has just passed an ordinance legalizing the industrial farming of medical marijuana.
I think the federal government would shut that down if that actually happened.
So did you have another...
So it's the 25th anniversary of the Amiga.
Really?
Yes.
That's awesome.
And it's still better than the PC and the Mac, according to its fans.
It was... well, those guys are just diehards. But yeah, well, one thing that the OS had that I do have to say is very cool.
It had sprites.
True multi-threading...
Right. Yes, very early.
First OS that was a home computer base that had true multi-threaded operating system. So you could run multiple things in the background. And
I think Stephen Hawking still uses the same algorithm that the original voice synthesizer for the Amiga had.
Oh, really?
And that's why he sounds like this.
That's funny.
I can't even do a good imitation
of it. It was also the basis for the video toaster, which was popular amongst early 80s video people who did digital video.
Just like Girlfriends, is anything about the early 80s even known by the people listening to this?
I know.
Yeah. Hey, back in the early 80s.
Sunny.
Anyway.
Oh, we should also mention that I see smart people.
Yeah.
There are two small smart cars up here on the fourth floor atrium.
Yeah, did we even say where we were?
We did say that we're in the atrium top floor of Westfield Mall in San Francisco.
It's not a mall. A mall is what you have in the suburbs. This is a shopping center. I knew someone who always yelled at me.
A mall is what I do to little children who bother me. Sorry.
Right.
At least before your sentence.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
And that sentence might want to be deleted from the record.
True.
Right.
So these cars here are actually smart. The company is now owned by Mercedes.
Are you instantly smart if you drive one?
No. Yeah. You're actually stupid. But that's a different story.
That's your opinion.
That's not important. No.
But we are surrounded, quote unquote, by smart people because they work for the company named Smart.
Right.
I don't know if that makes them smart, but they could have a card that says, "I'm surrounded by smart people."
But the new news is that Mercedes bought Smart.
Okay.
So they're effectively a Mercedes if you buy
Interesting.
One.
Interesting.
So
that's why they're so expensive for a stupid little shit.
They were expensive
like
before Mercedes bought them. So anyway.
So, news articles.
We actually came up in the elevator that we perceived to be large enough for those cars to come up also, because the cars are very small and the elevator was humongous.
Right. Yeah, and it could definitely have fit these cars. That is kind of cool that they were able to drive them all the way up here. Nice.
Sorry for that brief interlude.
Find out how much those are.
I can segue to something.
Segue.
The Computer History Museum got a copy of the original Mac Paint source code.
Mac Paint?
Yeah, for Mac. Okay. And
it was actually donated by Mark Atkinson, wasn't it?
I'm not sure.
That's what I remember reading.
So they got the code for it or the actual application?
No, the source code. They're posting it online.
Oh, wow.
You can run Mac Paint yourself. You can modify it.
Really? That's pretty cool.
Thanks, honey.
That's awesome that they shared that.
Yeah.
The old 68K Mac paint code.
Yeah.
And what was the original name for it? I read the article and it said it was called something else at first.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
It sounded like Mac paint. I forget though.
Huh.
saw an interesting article about, you know, everyone has cell phones nowadays. There's very few home phones left.
Yes.
Yes.
So an article about the social implications of that. It used to be if you wanted to call someone, you'd call the family phone number, and any member of the family might answer. So you talk, so you'd kind of be friends with the whole family.
So they were friends and family way back then.
Yeah, no, I mean, just
at least family.
You'd be friends with them. You'd know everyone in the family again. You'd talk to them all the time as you were calling to talk to someone else.
Back in the days when it was, could I get Klondike 753?
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
So, but nowadays, you only know each individual's personal phone number.
Right.
So you don't. So if you want to talk to the kids, if you're a kid and you want to talk to the kid, you don't know which parent the kid is with. So you have to start calling a bunch of numbers to try to find them. So it's kind of losing this whole family identity of a phone number.
Yes, I'd like to speak to the Zuckerbergs.
Right.
Yes, the Zuckerbergs? Oh, this must be a very important call. I'll put you through right away.
Where do I get my 50%
from? 8675309.
Awesome.
Okay.
That was good. I think we can do harmonies now. No?
Nothing,
should we save that one?
There's nothing harmonious about
that. That's a boring item. Nobody cared about that.
All right, I got one that's good.
Yeah, go ahead.
So a lot of the cable shows that were really exciting and fun got canned.
Right.
And I mean canned. Yeah. Flash forward.
Were all these Fox?
Done. Right?
Okay.
ABC?
I didn't hear. I mean, I heard a brief article on NPR about it, but...
Right. Well, so one of the shows that comes back, this is this chaps my height, Pitchmen.
Okay.
Okay. One of the guys, the main guy from Pitchmen. This is the season 2.
Okay.
You know, Pitchmen was like basically these guys who go through reviewing products that the public has made to see if they can market this.
Okay.
This was one of the guys in there was Billy Mays.
Mays? Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It took me a while to remember what you're talking about.
Yeah. So they would show you the behind the scenes of Billy Mays and his partner meeting these
one
other.
Died of a heart attack or
so Billy
like
Mays
that.
Died of a heart attack, yeah.
Okay.
So they're coming back with the original guy, sans Billy Mays. So he's not going to be in the show anymore.
Okay. Pitchman.
Exactly.
So this is a real show. It's not a fictional thing.
No, it's a real show, yeah.
Okay.
And they literally show you products that they review and then decide to pitch and sell.
Right.
And they do this incredible job. And Billy Mays, in my opinion, was like the best out of the two.
Yeah.
But, of course, he
passed
away. And
the other guy is the ShamWow guy.
No, that's, what was his name? Vince Schlomi.
You got to be kidding.
I swear to God, that's the ShamWow guy.
That sounds like the imperative form of a nasty verb.
Yeah.
Vince Schlomi.
No, thank you. I've already had enough schlows for the day.
That's fine. Don't need to go down there. I'm just going to get in my Hummer. Oh!
Speaking of other schlows that have been canceled or brought back,
what are some
of the other schlows?
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, we have the brand new show that's
Schlow.
We've talked about before.
It's a Discovery Channel
Twitter,
show, by the way.
No,
Schlennel?
No.
No, remember the
Discovery Channel show.
No, the new William Shatner show.
Oh, yeah, good one.
Yeah.
Good segue.
That there's a Twitter account called Shit My Dad Says, where there's like 30-year-old kid who lives back with his parents.
You know about this account, right?
I do not.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, this guy's about 30 years old, had to move back with his parents because he didn't have a job.
Because he was fired by William Shatner?
No, but his father just says funny things all day long.
Okay.
So he tweets whatever his father says under the account name Shit My Dad Says. That's very funny.
As opposed to Shat My Dad Says.
And they're actually making a TV.
Related back to
Shatner. But they're making a TV show out of it.
Okay. No, this is real. I mean,
William
this is without
Shatner.
Shatner
is the dad who says
the shit that Shatner shat on my show.
How much shit could Shatner shat if a Shatner
That's awesome.
If a tweet
shit.
Twits on a...
Wow, we drew... I think we, like... if
We've reached a new low!
We've driven
Check the barometer!
We went off the cliff 14 times
That's
just
right.
then.
Yeah.
No, anyway.
And each cliff lower than the first.
Right. So...
But I have to bring back the cliff branch analogy. Okay. Was the cliff at a level where there was a branch we could grab onto?
Okay.
Or was that just a former Raider offensive lineman?
I pretty much think we just went over it.
I don't even know what position
clear.
He played, but cliff branch used to play for the Raiders.
Okay.
Anyway, so the guy, the Shit My Dad Says, the father... Yeah. Was actually in the military, and
he was a doctor too. So he's he's a medical professor and stuff.
So he got his foul mouth from being in the military.
Right.
So that's what I think.
It must have been in the Navy.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right.
So getting back to Shatner.
Apparently the the pilot of the show was so bad they're replacing half the cast.
Oh, really?
But Shatner's still in it.
Was he half of the bad cast?
No, he's still in.
From what I've seen of him on Boston Legal and other things he's been in, he's always been, you know, an interesting character.
He's been T.J. Hooker is what he's been.
You know how many series he's been in?
He reached that level.
Do you remember? He's been in about 50 billion series.
I know, yeah.
And one of which was actually based in San Francisco, but in the 1870s, The Barbary Coast. Do you remember that show?
No.
No.
Okay, I'm really showing my age. I don't think Mark remembers that, and he's way older than me. Aren't you officially way older than
probably,
me?
Probably.
Yeah,
I never watched TV that much, though.
It was on for 2 seasons, I remember it. Okay. And he played some kind of, like, Gold Rush detective or something like that.
Wow.
But he's been in a zillion things.
Actually, it's a spinoff from Star Trek. He got marooned here in the 1870s.
I know there's going to be a joke involving the word maroon coming back here.
No, I figured, and this is the only way he can make a living. He didn't want to work as a farmer.
He's no maroon. He makes a lot of money.
So
he does.
So he became a detective.
He's never marooned too long in any one series.
Right.
And apparently he didn't get unmarooned from the half the cast that was bad. They got cast out.
Right.
Maybe we should cast some of this slurp out ourselves.
Well, okay, so my other story, and I have very few stories today.
Okay.
A lot of stories. I don't believe them all.
I do, a lot of stories. Back to the Future trilogy coming to Blu-ray on October 26th.
Okay, has anyone here actually seen all three of those?
Probably.
Right here.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel sorry for one third of your brain.
Why? Right.
Because the last one wasn't very good.
No, true. Right.
I agree. And the second half of the second one wasn't very good.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why they even made three.
I like the second one. The second one was
pretty
cool.
But the point being that the first one of that was a really good family sort of science fiction-y time thing nostalgia film. Just like the first Matrix movie was one of the best movies ever made.
Yeah.
And then the second one was, okay, warning. And the third was like, okay, we're dead.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
And it didn't have to be, because I think the Wachowski brothers are great filmmakers.
Yeah.
I think people who, well, okay, I'm really going to take...
Was it Spielberg? Was it the Wachowski brothers, or was it Spielberg?
The Matrix?
Oh, no. Okay. So I thought you were still talking about Back to the Future.
Oh, no, no.
Being the Wachowski brothers.
Back to the Future was Robert Zemeckis.
Okay.
Or John Landis, I can't remember, I'm sorry. Right.
But Spielberg wrote it.
I don't think so.
I think so. Back to the Future? That was a Spielberg.
You have the iPad right there. Why don't you check on the Wi-Fi that we're being bombarded with right now?
I didn't have to log in. I think I actually have...
You're probably not really on. You really do have
I'm positive it's Robert Zemeckis. And I don't think they've ever collaborated, but I could be wrong.
I've got to check out on my maxi pad.
But the point being...
What?
I thought you wore Depends.
Yes. Sorry.
Because it always depends with Wes.
That's right.
That's great.
Anyway.
Again, off the cliff. But... it's just...
I hope there's a maxi pad down that it catches.
Wow. It's just sitting here. Anyway, so...
Are we still recording this time?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Good trilogy. I really like the whole series. Even though you're right, the last one was not so great.
Anything that's three long is probably going to not be that great.
Yeah. What's the... what's his name?
Michael J. Fox?
Yes, sorry. Yeah. That was really bad of me.
Okay.
Michael J. Fox, I'm on. Wow, okay, cool. Anyway, so I think that having the Blu-ray version is going to be good. I encourage everybody to go out there and get it.
At least for the first one.
Yeah. Right. I support Michael J. Fox and his whole Parkinson's effort. I think he's an excellent actor. I'm sorry he has Parkinson's. And I think
I'm sorry he does too, but everybody has problems.
Well, I know.
I think he's done a great job living with it and being an advocate for it, but I think he's had a very blessed life, and I think I've even seen him say that. I think his attitude towards his problem, his disease, is admirable.
Yeah.
I think I would be much worse off in that situation.
But Rush Limbaugh claims he's faking it, you know.
Really?
I claim that Rush Limbaugh is a fake person.
Yeah.
And there's just a blob of gelatinous idiocy in his chair that gets paid by the Republican National Committee to spew lies. How about that?
No.
Who produced...
No, you're looking for who wrote the screenplay. Your claim is that Steven Spielberg wrote it. And I have to say that I'm sorry I said Spielberg. I do think he's a manipulator of emotions, but I do think he's one of our finest filmmakers. And I do think that the one he made about the ship of slaves wandering into the U.S. I can't remember what it was called. Amistad was one of the best films I've ever seen.
Right.
So that shows a great amount of maturity in Steven Spielberg.
Directed by Robert Zemeckis, but produced by Steven Spielberg.
Produced. Who was it written by, Mr. Smarty Pants?
Directed by Robert.
Smarty Shorts, I should say.
Let's see. Let's see here.
Because you were claiming earlier that Steven Spielberg wrote it.
Yeah, I thought he wrote it. Doesn't say who wrote it.
Oh, you have the version of the iPad that can't go back and forth on web pages?
No, it's just on Wikipedia. The first place you go is Wikipedia, right?
You have the whole Library of Alexandria in your hand, and you're claiming you can't find out who wrote the screenplay.
Hang on now. Directed by Robert Zemeckis, written by Zemeckis and Bob Gale.
Okay, so my claim that Spielberg had nothing to do with the screenplay still stands.
All right, what do I owe you?
Nothing.
Okay. Just check. I feel like I lost
something. I think
somehow.
At this point.
I lost something.
No. You gained something because I just made a huge asshole of myself.
Did you?
Yes, by hammering this point to a conclusion.
It was right there. I just couldn't figure it out. So,
all right, Wes is being the sensible one here.
So, here's another contest.
I think
what was
we're
the
all
first
losing.
Drum machine? First
it was a rock on another rock.
It's the controversial thing about this is that. Right. It may even go back further than what you suggest, which is that it's the Wurlitzer Sideman.
Right.
And I know you're going to put that in the show notes.
Have you heard about that before?
Yeah, I actually did hear about that.
Wes knows a great deal about music and digital music, I should say.
Drum machines. But what you supplied me with in terms of the video was absolutely amazing. I was blown away because I knew a little bit about how it works, but Mark sent me pictures of a Wurlitzer Sideman working and how the electric contacts spin around this disc. at a certain rate, and basically, like the metal contacts brush across these, I don't know what you call it, like
contact points
that like spark and actually like play.
Yeah,
a
the
sound.
Drum pattern is based on how the contacts are that it goes through.
So it's not necessarily random, but it does have random things enter into it because it's not just digital.
It's nothing digital at all. It's all analog, but. But it's
but it's programmable. But it's programmable. You set pins or something.
Right.
Yeah. It was pretty awesome. And the videos.
So
it's really old.
Mark, do you play one of those? And Wes, do you play a theremin in your group that fills in for the Archies when
Actually,
they can't be at
that.
The
That'd
Howard Johnsons?
Yeah, we should do that.
What's that?
I hate drum machines, though. I don't in general.
Yeah.
I much far prefer real drummers.
That reminds me of a professor I used to know at UC Santa Cruz, Fred Lieberman, who was music archivist of the Grateful Dead, or just someone who followed them around quite a bit.
Okay.
And
okay.
He knew just more stuff about them than you could ever believe existed.
Yeah.
And so his mention to me was that he likes the music, but he's not the biggest fan. It's just he finds the band fascinating.
Huh.
So you're mentioning something about drum machines, but you actually don't like drum machines very
much.
Right.
Well, Mark has an interesting ability to figure out what his friends are interested in and then send them streams of information.
Yeah, because I spend 24 hours a day on the internet, so I'm reading billions of things. So
when do you sleep, actually?
Sleep?
What's that? Sorry. Automaton.
Yeah.
Why would I possibly want to waste my time doing that?
I'd like to bring up at this point something that we don't segue into at all.
Right.
Yeah.
Other than if you'd like me to stop talking, click on the PayPal link called Phil Bob's Gob. I'm working on reverse psychology here because I'm such an annoying person.
You are not.
Well, I'm trying to be on this recording, and I don't have to work very hard at it.
Okay.
We're trying to monetize this crazy thing we call Slurpcast.
Right.
It was actually sort of my idea because I'm such a greedy bastard.
Yeah.
And I want to make some money off of this. If you want to shut me up, click on the PayPal link, and I will say much less than I usually do.
Actually, he's full of shit, and that's absolutely not true.
Yes.
If you click on the link, it will actually go to supporting our need to eat food.
And get therapy.
And get therapy, true. But
food is therapy, after all.
Well, you can have therapeutic food. The point is that if you supply us with cash, it'll help keep the show going. It'll allow us to at least pay for the meals that we eat.
I do think we should call it Phil Bob's Gob.
I think somehow we got to do the Bob's Gob. Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
So, But we would like to at least start to collect donations. We're not going to be doing commercialized stuff anytime soon, but...
Right.
No, because we're still going to try to qualify for nonprofit status.
Don't
have to pay any taxes on the money you donate us.
Right, yeah.
There's going to be some charity here. I think it'll just be charity for us.
Limited liability.
Yeah.
Partnership here.
I think we can probably make the case that us spending time on this keeps us from doing damage to society.
True.
Or at least less damage than the blog does.
Right. Yes. Okay. My next story, if you allow me to go. Do you want to go?
Sure. Go.
My next story is a letter that Arthur C. Clarke wrote back in 1956.
Okay.
Where he predicts the rise of GPS.
Really?
And satellite television. Without reading the whole letter.
But including GPS using satellites? He predicted that part of it?
He kind of, in good detail, talks about how there's already a network that will exist of satellites above the Earth that will be able to triangulate somebody who was holding a device that can actually receive the signal.
Can I make a brief segue into there?
Yeah.
Sure.
There was actually someone who predicted this about 80 years before that.
Really?
Named Nikola Tesla. I just wanted to put a plug in for Tesla because we plug into Tesla every day when we plug into AC electricity.
Right.
He has been virtually wiped from the annals of history. There are some electronic textbooks that he's not even mentioned in.
Yeah. Right.
And he was not just the father, but the mother and the godfather of our modern world.
Well,
he has more patents than anybody else in history.
He did some interesting experiments with resonance, having things vibrate at a point where, I forget what it's called, a resonance level of a building, let's say, where he can actually create sound waves that vibrate back and forth at the resonance level of a building, causing
it's called the resonant frequency of something.
Yeah, causing it to actually fall apart.
But my point is, he was talking about worldwide electricity and worldwide communication, not using satellites necessarily, but using signals bounced off the ionosphere and using devices with antennas to locate not only that power, but that signal. He was obviously the father of radio. That Marconi patent was actually broken in 1947 by, I don't know if it was the Supreme Court, but the credit for the patent got taken away from Marconi and given back to Tesla.
Really?
Who shared a lot of his information with Marconi, not to take away with what Marconi did, because Marconi did do a lot more than Tesla did, but Tesla was sort of just like discovering things and then handing them off. So, sorry, Wes.
No, that's fine.
I don't want to take anything away from the genius of Arthur C. Clarke or his vision.
Yeah.
Right. I just wanted to mention that a long time before that, somebody was talking about the same kind of thing.
Right. Well, that's good because that's a part of, that's the theme and MO of the show.
Mm-hmm. We have a MO?
We do. Well, no, we don't. We do, but... All right.
Sorry.
Next story. Go ahead, Mark.
Let's see.
I think my story is that Wes is going to smack me.
No.
Yeah.
Mo!
Can we start talking about iPhones now?
Or no.
We always talk about iPhones.
I'm trying to...
I'm officially tired of talking about iPhones.
I'm putting in more effort trying to find stories that are not related to Apple than I ever have at all in the past.
What's wrong with you? Are you crazy? Okay, I have a good one then.
All right.
That there's something I suspected all along. I've never liked the idea of changing passwords all the time. I always think that's really stupid.
So you're insecure about changing passwords all the time. That's kind of hypocritical, don't you think?
No, because if you make people change...
At least from a humor perspective.
If you make people change passwords all the time, they're going to write them down because they won't remember them. And writing them down is worse than whatever you're trying to protect by them changing.
I never write down my passwords. I have a password scheme in my head that I modify slightly for every new thing that I do. But I agree with you. It's very insecure to write them down.
Yeah. Right.
And having to come up with new ones all the time
forces people to write them down.
Forcing you to be insecure.
Right.
Yeah, I know. And then the other thing is that my very first hacking that I ever did was figuring out people's passwords based on them changing them. In other words, I hacked into a password changing scheme. So if people did not change their password, I had no way to find it.
Has the statute of limitations worn off on these things that you did in the past?
Okay. Yeah. So that was a very long time ago. So anyway, that's why I've always been skeptical about changing passwords because of that.
I think, you know...
Anyway, I want to point to an article that did a scientific study of changing passwords that comes to the same conclusion.
Well, didn't they come up with an article a while ago saying that they actually did They grabbed a bunch of data that they uncovered from some scam, and they ran through what the passwords were. The most popular password was ABC123 or something like that.
Probably, yeah.
Huh, that's hilarious.
How'd you how'd you know that?
I wrote the article.
Were you hacking me?
No, I wasn't hacking you.
Then how do you know my password then? Wait a second.
You told me in your sleep.
All right.
Okay.
So can we talk about iPhone
When you were
things?
Falling asleep on the chair here, when we weren't recording before, you were mumbling, so I wrote it down.
No,
but the point being that...
Actually, he's a scanner.
No, the point of this article
actually,
is
I'm a
that
pod.
When someone gets your password, they use it right away. They don't wait for months.
Right.
And therefore, there's no point changing it, because if they knew it, they would have already used it by now.
Right. So but, I mean, I think your point is very valid, especially given the article that came out a couple months ago saying that the most common passwords were so common that you could probably hack into about 50% of everything just with
just
two passwords.
That. Yeah, I know.
You know, password as the main password, or ABC123, whatever.
Or you study the person, just use their pet's name or children's name.
Or their name or their pet's name or whatever.
Right, yeah.
And your point being, if passwords weren't forced to be changed, people would actually choose ones that are much less easy to hack.
Yeah, because you only have to memorize it once.
Right. And my point was being, ever since I've started seriously having passwords, I don't write any of them down.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah.
That's how What's-His-Name did it in War Games.
Matthew Broderick.
Nice.
Who's not related to Michael J. Fox. And neither of whom are the anti-Elvis, despite what Mojo Nixon would say about Michael J. Fox. And if you want me to reference that, I can go further, but
that
it's actually not that
interesting. That was non-sequitur, man. That was like out there.
I am non-sequitur, man.
That's awesome. All right. My next story, or Mark, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
We're going to do my next story is about iPhones.
Okay, yeah.
U.S. government legalizes iPhone jailbreaking and unlocking.
Well, not exactly legalizing, but...
So I got this off of
non-illegalizing?
Apple Insider.
No, it's an exception to the DMCA. You're not committing a crime by doing it, but you might still be violating contracts. It might still be illegal in other ways, but you're not directly committing a violation of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act.
Okay.
By doing certain things. And one of those certain things is breaking into a device to allow you to run other software on it that you're not normally allowed to.
Huh.
Or removing protection from a cell phone to allow you to use that cell phone on a different network.
So basically they're giving people the right to modify their own device.
Yeah. No, you're allowed to you're breaking encryption scheme.
Right, but you know what I'm getting at.
Right.
Because a lot of the backlash against Microsoft trying to completely own whatever you put onto their devices was, look, I paid for the device. I paid for the software.
Right.
You're not even going to let me modify it.
Right.
And I have to pay you again to download the next version, and I'm still locked in.
Yeah.
Just a big lame idea.
Yeah, so this was on the 26th of July that this article came out.
I'm very annoyed the jailbreak isn't out yet for iPhone 4, for the iPhone 4 machine, or for iOS 4 on the 3GS.
And I think we should mention at this point that you're really annoyed about a lot of things. So I don't know if people should take any one thing that you're annoyed about.
I'm really annoyed about this thing.
So you think they're coming out with this, and you think they're holding out for the iPad release, which will be in September?
No,
the
iOS 4? Is right now, they have it working, but it's just not user-friendly.
Okay.
Partly it's just very difficult to do. They don't have it packaged in a user-friendly way.
I would think like they've done in the past that they would hold out for the next release of that.
No, they say they're not going to. They're definitely not doing that.
Okay.
They're just making it more user-friendly and foolproof right now.
Huh.
And also, apparently, part of their jailbreak involves a little bit of code from Apple that they have to get rid of for legal reasons. So they're just cleaning it up. But
Okay. Hey, day
now. No, but I need it for the iPhone. I need it for my old iPhone. I need it for my 3GS so I can sell it on eBay, because I want to unlock it before I sell it on eBay.
Okay.
And you sell it for more unlocked?
Yeah. And then for the iPhone 4, I need the jailbreak so I can turn it into a Wi-Fi repeater to use, so I can have internet on the iPad from the iPhone plan.
And my last comment about the iPhone 3GS shows you how much I don't know about the iPhone.
So, okay. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah.
By the way, why isn't there Why Not Fi? I understand Wi-Fi, but what?
Why not
what about
Fi?
Why Not Fi?
That's funny.
Okay. I'm done.
Okay.
Well, in France, they have the, they call it Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi.
So yeah, that would
if
be.
If you bring your dog Fifi to the place they have Wi-Fi,
go
and your Fifi goes wee-wee.
Wi-Fi.
Does that short out the Wi-Fi Wi-Fi? And if you tell your Wi-Fi right. about. Never mind.
Anyway.
And on we roll.
So can I talk about my stupid iPhone app?
Yes, you can. I think we're at the end of the show now.
I think
we can talk about craps.
Point.
This is not
Mark
stupid
has a section
apps. These are critical apps.
Yeah.
Nicknamed craps.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes, K-R-A-P-P-S is a website. Craps.com is a website I get some of these from, but some of them I discover myself. These are extremely important applications to the iPhone that
not.
You will not find on other platforms.
Not.
And therefore, you should buy an iPhone so you can run this sort of thing.
Not.
For example, there's Angry Jack.
Not.
Which is a robotic thing that you stretch and pull. It's for... It's
Wait, Angry Jack?
Yeah.
God, there's a lot of different paths we could take on this one.
Yes, but we've already gone over the cliff at least a few times this show.
All right.
See, so
Angry
please don't
Jack,
go there.
Okay.
See, we make this little robot that you pull at him and you do stuff like that.
Nice.
You fuck around with him.
Uh-huh.
But if you pull on the hand...
What makes him angry?
If he pulls on the hand, he gets angry. He starts cutting your finger off, see?
Not the jelly bean buttons!
He starts cutting your finger off.
The image that he's showing us now looks a little bit like the gingerbread man character
it.
From Shrek.
I disturbed him, so I deserve this, right? Anyway, Angry Jack is something you would not be able to run unless you get an iPhone.
What was their criteria for not allowing
that
this?
That looked like a big gingerbread cookie with blades on its hands.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought the segment was also covering apps that Apple won't allow on its various stores.
Not typically. No, these are ones that are in the App Store.
But happen to be crappy.
They're not crappy. They're critical.
Critical.
Yes.
Excuse me.
They're crappy.
I'm critical of them.
Yeah.
Okay, your next application, Mark?
Is Fart Contest.
Fart Contest?
You know I love fart apps, right?
You like fart apps?
Yeah.
That I'm sorry, isn't that what this whole section is about?
No.
It's largely scatological.
So people fart and record it and upload it to a server where other people can rate it, can rate how good they think of
it. You hooked
it up to that? No. We're just looking at articles and then talking about it over audio here.
Yeah.
So we're just using that to reference stories.
Right. So there's one called Monster Fart
Applications.
HD.
Monster what?
Monster Fart HD.
Monster
it's an iPad, high definition, high resolution farting.
Is it
I would just like to register
if it's
my
Dolby
episode
surround sound.
Annual complaint that
right.
I do not partake of this advocate this section of the show.
This is part of the show right. that Bob O'Rob does not necessarily right. endorse.
Right.
There's enough farting and crap in the world already.
Okay. Exactly.
How about Shoe Designer? It's an app where they give you some skeleton shoes. You can design the style of shoes and the colors and the patterns of it. Try to do that on an Android phone, huh?
Wow.
While standing on an Android phone? Or just what's on the telly?
Or how about the daily dump? Because everyone knows that everyone uses their iPad and iPhone in the bathroom. So
right.
the daily dump is like a roll of toilet paper. You spin it and it gives you news and cartoons and stuff.
Okay.
What's a penguin doing on the
TV? So can I talk about my craps?
Yeah. Or
so
serious apps?
I downloaded... I'll get to the serious one in a second.
Stroke.
I got this one application that I got for free, and it's free, and everybody can go out and get it right now.
Right.
To celebrate the upcoming release of the new movie Tron Legacy, which will be available in December. Okay.
Which I think we all agree from the previews we've seen was going to be... How do the kids say it these days, Wes? Kick ass?
It's going to be rocking.
Oh, totally.
Anyway, Walt Disney has released a game for the iPhone and iPad called Tron. And it's essentially a tank game. Pretty high-end version of a pretty nicely graphically rich game.
Okay.
A little weird. I don't know if it's going to... It's not something with a whole lot of gameplay. I mean, once you play it once, that's kind of it. And, you know,
but it's free.
It is free, and so I encourage people to go ahead and download that. My serious application is it's something that everybody can enjoy. It's an application called Uzu.
Okay.
And here's what makes it so cool.
Okay.
Can you
see
that?
It's running on an iPad?
Look at that.
You had one kind of like that the other day, didn't you?
So it's like a particle application.
It turns your finger into a fireworks emulator.
Yes.
Right.
So it's literally just a bunch of particles that are flying around the screen, and when you touch it, it shoots particles out at all angles of your Can I do? Ooh, look at that.
Ooh.
That's cool. I didn't know I could do that.
So you're making sparks come out of your finger instead of where they usually come out of.
Yeah.
See what you did, Mark?
Right.
It's all Mark's
fault.
Talking
about farts and crap, you get me scatological again. Yeah. Instead of just randomly illogical.
So those are my apps for the...
I don't have any apps for that.
You got a Google phone. You should share your Google
apps.
I'm
the deny phone.
Right.
The deny phone.
I'm the deny phone 4. This is the 4th blog, audio podcast, slurpcast... Spewcast that I've
where
done
you
with
still
you guys.
Didn't have an iPhone.
It's not even a Ralphcast.
I'm not going to. Actually, I do have an iPhone, but only because the guy who had his in his pocket when he was thrown into a pool on his birthday gave me, because the guy who threw him into the pool felt so guilty that he bought him an iPhone 4. So I have the soggy iPhone 3GS that I'm going to try and fix.
Probably hopeless.
It's probably hopeless, but I'm going to give it a shot anyway. That's the only reason I have an iPhone. It's not under AT&T, which I would probably never subscribe to anyway because they're
the same way.
A schizophrenically evil organization. As opposed to Comcast, who are straightforward outright.
Shut up! I was trying to talk about my application.
You're trying to talk about fart applications.
No, I'm talking about
serious
ones.
Am I interrupting that?
Yes.
I'm talking about the serious ones this time.
Oh, the serious ones?
Yeah, there's one I like called iOrgel.
iOrgel?
I think
I use gel.
iOrgel too, but I don't publicly talk about it.
No, it's a music box. It's a very realistic music box.
Oh, cool.
That you can program yourself. You can download new songs for it.
Nice. I like how they have the roller thing that...
Yeah.
So sick. Oh, this iPhone crap.
Okay.
But look, it does that.
What is it doing?
No, I'm just showing you it's playing, you know. But it sounds just like a music box, and it looks like a music box.
Can you take a picture of a musical instrument and have it automatically emulate that?
No.
That's pretty cool, though.
Anyway.
A little music box.
And then
how much is it?
A dollar or two. Couldn't have been much, or I wouldn't have bought it.
Okay.
I should write an app for the iPhone that just has the word fart in it to see if you download and talk about the show.
Mark would buy it.
That's the only way we're going to monetize this.
Mark would love it.
Okay.
That's the only way we're going to make any money.
Just have a picture of a butt on the screen, and on each cheek it says "Slurp Cast."
Right.
That's
and then
gross.
A fart
actually,
coming out in the middle of between
love fear instead of fists. Right. Slurp Cast. Okay.
With a fart. With a cloud of fart.
Let's not get too graphic. We've already gone over the cliff enough
times. It's an explicit show.
Right.
Explicitly a family show.
Right.
That's I'm going to try and spin that.
All right.
The kids have heard it all before. That's what you have to understand.
And that brings us back to the theme of the show, and now we can end it.
We're running out of time, so Mark...
No, there's another one I really like, though.
Yeah.
We're not running out of time. We have plenty of time.
It's a game
called... Edit this down.
COGS, C-O-G-S for the phone.
Yeah.
And COGS HD for the pad. Has just the most beautiful steampunk thing I've ever seen. Has a really beautiful steampunk look to it.
Really?
And it's a puzzle game, a physics kind of a puzzle game. But just look what it looks like. Russ will recognize why I like it.
Oh, it's Chillingo, the software developer.
We're Chillingo, man.
It's steampunk.
Look at that.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Look at that. Isn't that beautiful?
But I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
I just see the actual. Oh, I see.
See, you can see how it works. You can see the back.
Wow. That's pretty cool, actually.
And some of the puzzles are two- to three-dimensional, where you have to spin it around to look at different things.
Okay. Huh.
I will say one thing good about the iPad. The screen is amazing.
Yeah, the screen is really
bright. It's actually not, because when you see the iPhone 4, you'll realize the screen of the iPad
is amazing to me, Mark.
But is it any better than a notebook? Wouldn't a notebook screen look the same way if you had
I'm saying
on?
From here, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah. No, to me, it's exactly the same as a notebook. The resolution is no better than a notebook screen.
So, thank you very much. You're saying that my observational skills
is
are
wrong.
No better
exactly.
than the average notebook user.
Yes.
Thank
but
you very much.
So, see, the iPhone 4 is 326 by pixels per inch. If this were that resolution, it would be really beautiful.
What was the term that they used when they were hyping it? It's a retina quality
because
display.
Because better than your retina can
that's
see.
The,
yeah.
That's the iPhone 4.
Right, that's what I was referencing. Right.
Yeah. No, but even with my eyes, with neat glasses, it does help. The fact that everything is so perfect on the iPhone 4 helps even my eyes. You know.
I have seen the screen on the iPhone 4, and I do agree that it's wonderful.
Yeah, but if
I'm
this
just
screen,
saying
but
that,
this screen had the
good.
Same resolution, it would be really amazing. But if you look at it close and see very details everywhere.
Let me just say, ooh,
It is good. That's true. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I guess this is the only good apps I have lately.
Don't scare me, Wes. You're making me feel like I'm taking off on an airplane.
Actually,
what app is this?
I'm trying
to. There's an app called AppsFire. APPS Fire.
So are you telling me that pilots are going to be using the iPad to prevent crashes?
Look at
that.
So I just showed...
That.
Wow, that's cool. AppsFire. So I just showed Rob, Baba Rob, the
X... He showed me my future life when I'm in a plane crash.
I showed him X-Plane 9, which is
You might as well buy an iPhone 4 because you're going to be in the plane crash, see?
X-Plane 9...
I'll just steal yours if I'm going to die. I might as well not pay for it.
Okay.
X-Plane 9 is a flight simulator for the iPad. It's actually a flight simulator for the iPhone as well. X-Plane 9 is the iPad version of it, but it's based on open source code that's similar to Microsoft's flight simulator, and these guys just repackaged it for the iPad. It's a really good graphic simulator. Plane simulator. Anyway, we're a little going over.
We're all old, and we're getting really tired.
This is called AppsFire. It's kind of like that big board that Apple shows sometimes.
Oh, okay.
It shows all the popular apps in this scrolling, kind of a weird scrolling thing.
Uh-huh.
But if you see an icon that intrigues you, you click on it, it'll give you information about that app. And these are ones that are pretty popular right now.
If I see a Hollywood icon walking down Hollywood Boulevard, do they suddenly appear in that app?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the show.
Ladies and gentlemen and others.
And
go to slurpcast.com.
Slurpcast.com is not only a website where you can go to listen to the show, but it's also a communication blog. It's a method for you to...
It's an information portal!
It's a portal for you to send us messages. Tell us whether you like the show. Tell us if we got something wrong. Tell us if you think we can do something better.
If
wrong.
What?
We may do some things wrong.
Why would we waste our time getting something
we
wrong?
Spend a lot of
why
time...
Why would someone waste their time listening to this?
Well, that's the proof is in the fact that we've been doing it for 4 years and we've got one
listener. And I want dessert right now.
Right. We got to go downstairs for that. Okay. Anyway.
We're already lower than anyone else could go anyway.
True.
We have to go up to dessert.
Wow.
So now we will dessert you, our loyal listener.
Bob, thanks for being part of the show. Yeah. We appreciate you being on the show.
Well, Mark, you're the only ones.
I know. Mark, thanks for being on there.
Okay.
And again, thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good one.
And don't drive like my brother.